Then Jesus, lifting up himself, said to her, "Woman, where are they that accuse thee? Has no man condemned thee?" "Who said, 'No man, Lord'?" And Jesus said, "Neither do what will I condemn thee. Go and now sin no more." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear friends, in these readings today, we have a marvelous teaching. The beautiful story of Susanna, falsely accused, and then her rescue by Daniel. Daniel, who was sent by the Lord to save the woman falsely accused by two reprobates. And they were reprobates, filled with all kinds of evil thoughts, condemning this innocent woman, and they wouldn't care whether she be stoned or not. And of course, in the scriptures, we see the teaching of the Mosaic law: a woman caught in adultery would be stoned. And they bring this woman to Jesus, this woman now caught in adultery, the Pharisees, and they wanted to test Jesus to see what he would do. And of course, this is divine wisdom. Absolutely magnificent story. And the great change that we see in this story about how Jesus saves this woman and preserves, of course, his own divinity, safeguarding them from the accusations of the Pharisees. No one could accuse him of being too lenient, because they themselves were guilty of the sins. Let him without sin cast the first stone. We have that in our own faith. Let him without sin cast the first stone. And the same should go for us. We should never be casting stones at anybody, as it were, because we are all sinners, my friends. We are all sinners. And that's what the Lord shows these men writing on the ground. We don't know what he wrote, but maybe he wrote their sins. We don't know. But he did write on the ground. And they all walked away, beginning with the eldest. And then no one was there. "Has no one condemned thee? No one, Lord. Then neither will I." Jesus will not condemn us. And if we're sorry for our sins, go and sin no more. That's the lesson. People do not realize the great gravity of sin. Sin is the only evil in the world. We think we can commit little sins and everything is all right. "Oh, I'm not hurting anybody." But we don't realize how we are hurting. We are hurting people like Susanna. Susanna was hurt, and her whole household was hurt, because there was great shame in that sin because of what she had done, what allegedly had done. And she was hurt. The whole household was hurt. Her husband was hurt. So people do not realize how, when they commit a sin, especially in divorce and remarry, when you think about it, somebody was telling me a story of Croatia, a parish in Croatia, the country of Croatia, and there's no divorce in the parish. No one is divorced. Same thing goes for Sri Lanka. They have a 3% divorce rate. And one person was asked in Sri Lanka why there was so little divorce. And they said, "Because we love our children." We don't realize how divorce affects the children. It's a terrible thing. It affects the wife and husband too. And of course, it destroys their marriage. And there's no such thing as getting remarried. You can't get remarried. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So we have an epidemic today in our world. People think they can get divorced and remarried and live in sin. People think they can contracept, don't have to have the children God wants them to have. And we have contraception. And we have people who are willing even to go so far as to kill their own children because of the teachings of the world, saying it's all right, it's not a child, it's this, that, and the other thing. My dear friends, these are grave, grave sins that we'll only understand the reality of it in eternity. And this is why Our Lady came to Fatima. She came to save souls. And when you think about it, she came to tell the children to pray and sacrifice through the angel, make everything a sacrifice, make everything a sacrifice, and also to pray and sacrifice for many souls who go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices them. She was even willing to show the three children, 10, 8, and 7 years of age, hell. You have seen the fires of hell where souls of poor sinners go. It is to save them that I have come. So she wants to save souls. And she asked us at the end of every rosary, oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. So we know Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He came to save sinners, and he wants sinners to come back. And we have so many beautiful stories of great sinners who became great saints. So we should pay attention to that and realize how important it is to give up a life of sin. A life of sin will never make us happy. Moses told the Israelites, choose a blessing or choose a curse. If you obey the commandments, you will be blessed. If you obey the commandments, you'll be blessed. If you do not obey the commandments, you'll be cursed. You'll never, never be happy. No matter how hard you try, you'll never be happy. And after a life of sin, and when you think about this, so many people addicted to terrible sins, right? Pornography. Pornography is such an evil that we can't even imagine it. And it is so addictive and habitual. People caught up in pornography do it almost daily, sometimes 2 and 3 times a day. Multiply that by a year, 2 years, several years. All these sins become slaves of sin. They become addictions, as it were, right? And we think we have to have all these things, especially sexual pleasure. Remember what Adam and Eve was, you can have all of paradise, but there's one thing you can have. You cannot eat of the tree of good and evil. The day you do is the day you die. The Lord says something similar to us. You can have the whole world. You can have your vacations. You can have your fine dinners and your delicious wine and so on and so forth. But you cannot have sexual pleasure outside of marriage in the proper way to have children. If you do, you commit a grave, grave sin, and you will never, never be blessed. Never be blessed. You will never be happy. And then, finally, you go to hell for all eternity. Where are those two judges now from the story of Susanna? Where are they? Any betting man would bet they were in hell. God forbid. If they are not themselves, there are many, many people just like them. Those people who are addicted to sexual pleasure, caught up in all kinds of scandals, and they are scandals, and they should be shamed for them, and they shame other people when you think about it. So people who say, I'm not hurting anybody, they're hurting many, many people, and they're hurting the body of Christ. They have crucified my Savior, Jesus Christ. They're hurting Christ, right? Hurting Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, and certainly doesn't want souls to go to hell. And what about hell? Have you thought about hell? How about this? Put this on for size, as it were. St. Philip Neri, great priest and mystic, said, so vast a number of miserable souls perish, and so comparatively few are saved. So vast a number of miserable souls perish, and so comparatively few are saved. All right? Now, we might say, gee, that's pretty rough. That is rough. But sin is a terrible thing, as I've just said before. We cannot commit sins. Sin is an evil, a terrible evil, offensive to God. That's why he forbade these things, right? And that's why Our Lady said, men must stop offending God. He's too much offended by sin. And what do we have now? We have all kinds of sins that are now legalized, right? Abortion, same-sex marriage, right? Adultery, divorce, and so on, contraception. We even have them teaching the kiddies about contraception, allowing them to have all kinds of preventives to having children in the schools, teaching them. And of course, the other things that we have, transgenderism, an abomination, if there ever was one, all right? So we have all these things, my friends, sins rammed down our throat. For this world, it's an evil, but what about for the next? They'll can be condemned for hell. Because once you start on this path, my friends, you're not gonna make it. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. If you are not clean of heart, you will not see God in this life. You will not see the goodness of God. You will not see the truth between sin and non-sins and so forth. Blessed are the clean of heart. You will see God in heaven, but you will also see him in this life because you'll know the truth and you know what sin is and you won't want to do it because it's an evil, a terrible evil. All right, St. Alphonsus Liguori, mystic and doctor of the church, said, the common opinion is that the greater part of adults are lost. The greater part of adults are lost. Right? There are, of course, many children who are saved, right? They never reached the use of reason, and they were innocent, and so on. So the greater part of adults are lost. St. Augustine said, it is certain that few are saved. It is certain. For many are called, and few are chosen. St. Francis, in his exhortation to his followers, says, O most beloved friars and sons forever blessed, hear me, hear the voice of your Father. Great things have we promised. Still greater things are promised to us. Let us observe the former. Let us aspire to the latter. Pleasure is short. Punishment is everlasting. Many are called. Few are chosen. Retribution to all. Brethren, while we have time, let us do good. The prophet Job said, they spend their days in wealth, and in a moment they go down to hell. For what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man, Dives by name, we call him Dives, also died, and he was buried in hell. Matthew says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you go around the sea and the land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him a child of hell twofold more than yourselves. And that's what we have today. So much bad example, people following these false gurus and so on, leading people astray. All right? So many. Many of the people we all know, household names, I don't have to mention them to them, but they are a scandal. And they not only will lead people astray in this life, but the people who follow them, who follow these false teachings against the gospel, against the commandments, will go to hell for all eternity. And that's why we need to pray our rosaries, and that's why we need to tell people, where are you going to spend eternity? Where? Where? And people might say, I don't believe in hell. Well, the Lord will say, what Padre Pio says, you will when you get there. They say, I don't believe in hell. Well, You will when you get there. I don't believe in God. All right? Foolishness. Only the fool says in his heart, there is no God, says the psalmist. Only a fool says in his heart, there is no God. And we have a lot of fools because they can't see. They can't see. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. How can they see? They're not clean of heart. They're in great, great darkness. So let us pray and thank God for our teachings. Do all we can to save souls, especially those in our families, our friends, our relatives. Do all we can, because eternity, my friends, is just too long. And it'll never end. We can't take a chance. That's why Our Lady came to Fatima, to save souls. May the Lord bless you.